daily for Monday. Sorry, Richmond Trivia players. The big boss understands now, and it will not happen again.
Ha ha!
How's that for reaching just like 1% of your audience? Fantastic. Welcome to the 24th of May. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man that will tell you exactly what it is you may or may not have picked up on that there is podcasting from Siegfried.
Confused? I'd be surprised if you weren't.
you listen to this show, of course you are. And me, I'm the guy that you should just listen to. You could try to disagree. That's up to you. But I've warned you, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
It is useless to resist us.
So just listen to the damn show and tell us where Chabby is. What happened this fine day, sir?
I always thought that resistance was futile, came later. 1844, Samuel F. B. Morse demonstrates a magnetic telegraph using his Morse code to transmit the message, "What hath God wrought?" from the chambers of the old Supreme Court courthouse in Washington, D.C., to his partner, Alfred Vail, at the Montclair Depot of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad Company in Baltimore, Maryland.
Same day, same year, Leiden University Library becomes the first institutional library to publish a printed catalog entitled The Nomenclator.
Excuse me, I believe it's pronounced library. 1913, an article in the journal Moving Picture World coins the term natural history film, a full year before the word documentary is first used to describe a film.
1915, Thomas Edison invents the telescribe to record telephone conversations. Oh, that he probably did.
1927, John Logie Baird demonstrates television transmission by telephone over 438 miles between London and Glasgow, exceeding the distance covered by AT&T in their April 7th trials. Suck it, AT&T.
1947, the EDVAC, one of the first electronic computers, is renamed the UNIVAC.
1954, Internal Business Machines, IBM unveils a vacuum tube electronic brain that can perform 10 million operations an hour.
1960, Midas II, the missile detection alarm system. 2. The first American surveillance satellite to successfully reach orbit is launched from Cape Canaveral. Although it's intended to be part of an early missile warning system circling the Earth every 94 minutes, its telemetry system will fail 2 days later and will never, ever go into service. Aliens.
1961. Wes Clark begins constructing the Laboratory Instrument Computer, or LINC, a computer designed for biomedical research at MIT's Lincoln Laboratory. Advancing his previous work on the Whirlwind and the TX-0, Clark's LINC system will widely be considered to be the first mini-computer, as well as the first user-friendly design system. It will be easily programmed and maintained. User will be able to interact with the system as it operates, and it will be capable of processing biotechnical signals directly. Some sources will later credit the LINC with inspiring the creation of the first personal computer.
1962, astronaut Scott Carpenter becomes the second American to orbit the Earth when he's launched into space aboard the Aurora 7 space capsule.
1965, the PAL color television system is launched in the UK.
1974, the BBC begins transmitting CFAX service in the new unified UK teletext standard. CFAX is the first teletext system in the world.
1985, the internet domain think.com is registered, becoming the third .com domain on the internet.
Same day, same year, Quantum Computer Services, which will later be renamed AOL, is incorporated.
And United Artists released the film A View to a Kill, the 14th in the James Bond franchise, the last in the franchise to feature Roger Moore as 007. It is also the last to feature Lois Maxwell as Miss Moneypenny.
1989, Paramount Pictures releases the action film Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Harrison Ford and Sean Connery.
And it was the last Indiana Jones movie they ever made.
Ever did, yep.
1993, Sega of America announces that it will introduce a rating system for its own video games beginning in August. The system will bear a resemblance to the one used by the MPAA. The ratings are as follows: GA for general audiences, MA-13 for mature, ages 13 and up, and MA-17 for mature, ages 17 and up.
They're both mature. 2000, Paramount Pictures releases the action film Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo, starring Tom Cruise and Ving Rhames. The soundtrack was better than the film.
You're not wrong. It's a fun film, but it's not a good Mission Impossible film.
And if you don't like what I said, now I know why you want to hate me.
Ha 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 ha. I have gotten so many speeding tickets listening to the Limp Bizkit version of the theme song. 2001, officials of Sequoia Hospital in Northern California announces a new program whereby some newborn babies will be assigned an email address within minutes of their birth. The new program is a partnership with NameZero.com.
2002, Rockstar Games releases Grand Theft Auto 3 for Windows in Australia and Europe. In Australia, the game will be refused classification upon its release because Rockstar failed to submit the game to the Office of Film and Literature.
2005, NASA scientists announced that Voyager 1, the most distant man-made object from Earth, has entered the heliosheath and is about to leave the solar system, entering the interstellar medium.
God. I wish one day we could actually create something that could pass it. 2006, Paramount Classics releases the documentary film An Inconvenient Truth, directed by Davis Guggenheim and starring former Vice President Al Gore, with a short film about the dangers of Man-Bear-Pig before it.
2011, Yahoo officially discontinues the MyBlogLog social network.
You know, I really miss the blah, 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 MyBlogLog. 2013, newspaper headline, That Snail is Fast, was done in San Fernando Valley, California. Something about a turbo thing, I don't know.
2014, Rick Deckard joins the LAPD.
In the far, far future. Birthdays?
In the year 2000. Caden Boyd is 28. Max in Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Sarah Hagen's 39 from Freaks and Geeks. Amanda in Buffy, Orange County, and Spring Breakdown.
Will Sasso is 49 from Mad TV, Drop Dead Gorgeous, Curly in the Fantastic Three Stooges movie, and is a hell of an impressionist.
John C. Reilly is 57 from Wreck-It Ralph, Guardians of the Galaxy, Walk Hard, Kong, Skull Island.
Hey, man, you forgot about Shake and Bake. Doug Jones, 62, from Hellboy, Pan's Labyrinth, Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four 2, and also can be seen regularly on Star Trek Discovery.
Alfred Molina is 69 from Maverick, Doc Ock, and Spidey 2, Da Vinci Code, Prince of Persia, Doc Ock, and the newest Spider-Man movie.
And was fantastic on Angie Tribeca.
Hells holy yes. Cow.
Had no idea his comedy chops. Nell Campbell is 69. Columbia in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Shogun.
Sybil Danning is 70 from Chained Heat, Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf, and Grindhouse.
Jim Broadbent is 73 from Brazil, Superman 4, Doctor Who, Curse of the Fatal Death, Lion Witch in the Wardrobe, and I believe he was in Moulin Rouge.
Priscilla Presley is 77 from Dallas, Naked Gun, and the incredibly underappreciated Adventures of Fort Fairlane.
Very true. Gary Berghoff, 79, from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, was in the BP commercials for many years, but of course was Radar O'Reilly on MASH. And fun fact, professional jazz drummer.
Tommy Chong is 82 from Cheech and Chong, Leo on That 70s Show.
Born this day, no longer with us, 1913, Peter Ellenshaw, an American special effects designer from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and the 1990 Dick Tracy.
Calling Dick Tracy.
On CBS, we've got a Fabi International and a Fabi Most Wanted.
ABC, Pepe's ransom plan continues. On a new Holy Moly, The Chase, and What Do You Believe?
Is there an overarching storyline to sure. Holy Moly? I love that show, but I haven't watched it. NBC has a new Young Rock, Mr. Mayor, This Is Us, and Bloom and the team rush to fully prepare as a major hurricane approaches the coast of New York. Max and Helen plan to have an intimate wedding in New York. Reynolds contacts his dad. Iggy and Martin come to a crossroads on a Amsterdam.
He contacts his dad in New York. Fox, it's movie night. Superfan and the mompreneur on a 2-hour Name That Tune.
What? CW has two reruns of Superman and Lois.
AMC has Unforgiven.
Oh, hands down, one of the best westerns ever.
True.
You just shot an unarmed man. Yeah, he should have armed himself. Love that movie. FX, in the wake of tragedy, the motorcycle club demands answers. Will they get them? Find out on a new Minds Mick.
FXX, Simpsons Marathon, you got your Cape Fear, and Homer goes to college.
FXM has Alita Battle Angel.
BBC America's got your Da Vinci Code, followed by Angels and Demons.
Paramount Network has Couples Retreats.
Sci-Fi has Tomb Raider, not the Angelina Jolie one. That's a much shorter title right there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. TBS has baseball.
TNT's got your 2022 NBA playoffs because that's just not over.
Yeah, but that's two different sports running at the same time. Does that happen?
Isn't that weird? It's crazy.
The Science Channel has a marathon of mysteries of the abandoned.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. When a surrogate grows too fond of the baby she carried for a young couple, they try to disengage from her. Sarah Fisher and Ryan Francis star in A Baby at Any Cost.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad is tasked with finding the unknown crime overlord who's been plaguing the city, figure out how to stop them, and learn who they really are. Like, how do you find someone like this? Check the underwater city? I mean, the best way to find them is to brainstorm and to realize they were behind the Berlin Affair. Hashtag check forever.
You got mail, baby.
Hi, geeks. Flynn's, I remember you said you had a good time last time. Getaway Con's going to have another Super Smash Bros. Tournament for which I don't have a firm time yet, though I'm in a meeting right now and they're discussing it. Oh, wait, they just decided the tournament's going to be at 1 p.m. Wait, damn, no, they're still discussing. Okay, they just changed it to 12:30 p.m. There you go. They were concerned about running at the same time as panel discussions. Please feel free to advertise. Hope to see you there. Stay safe. That is from Bill. Well, Bill, absolutely I will advertise. Getaway Con was incredibly fun. It's a very, very small thing that was actually held at a library. It's an anime convention. Yes, they had a Super Smash Brothers tournament. It was quite fun. And yes, I was going to go the next year, but COVID happened. So we'll see if we can get back if, you know, things don't spike in a very bad way. Phenomena. Was Sister Kristen in the Chabby Update Thursday on purpose? Because Sister Christian is stuck in my head. Rich saying he is a sensual pterodactyl hit me right in the colloquial. I didn't hit send Thursday. Sorry. That is from Mark, who then proceeded to give us the Wednesday Thursday of last week answers to where Chad and Abby are, even though he had already answered Mondays and Tuesdays. Well, if it made you laugh, Mark, I'm going to say yes. It was completely intentional. If it did not, it was just a complete slip of the tongue. What the hell are you going to do about it? And if you would like to talk about more Night Ranger songs that just didn't get the love they deserve, please let us know. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, a voicemail or text message. Just use these magic numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
Today I'm a socially awkward stegosaurus.
I remember when you first told me about that. Gosh, that sends me down sentimental street.
This is Travis from twitch.tv/TravisTavernTalk, and I'm a writing beast. I write fantasy like the Downfall series and the Portal series, sci-fi like my Silver and Smith and Ethium, and non-fiction like my 27 Thoughts on Life series, all on my live stream. You can find these books and more on Amazon.com or go to bit.ly/TravisBooks. That's bit.ly/TravisBooks.
Hi, this is Zach Ward, otherwise known as Scott Farkas, and I double dog dare you to listen to Geek Radio Daily.
I really thought when I asked him to say that, he was going to tell me to go to hell. But no, he told other people to go to hell after a lot of drinking. So yeah, catch him when he's sober. That's the way to do it.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
But you can still buy them. What's out there, sir?
Well, in our TV aisle, we've got The Loud House. The complete third season.
The Split. Season 2.
Classic television, we've got RoboCop, the series. That explains why there was a RoboCop skin in the Fortnite item shop.
Must be anime based on title alone. Skate Leading Stars, the complete season.
In our regular movie aisle. Sorry, I was trying to remember what that rollerblading Broadway show was called. Damn it.
Starlight Express.
I was too late for the joke. In our regular movie aisle, we've got The Burning Sea.
X.
Agent Gain.
Uma, which is a very, very, very creepy film.
Is it Uma or is it Uma?
I don't know because it just sounds creepy when they say it.
I'm just picturing it's Uma from the you remember that kids show where it was like a puppet where it was just the hand, but then they had the eyeballs on top of it.
And ew,
just
like see, that's creepy too.
We've also got Ted K.
Ray Donovan, the movie.
The Batman.
And of course, the Foo Fighters in Studio 666. But if anything, we're getting the story of a high school nerd who takes revenge on his tormentors by chemically transforming himself into a homicidal beast. Pat Carty, Austin Stoker, and Rosie Holitik star in Horror High.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Australian filmmaker Baz Luhrmann has released a second trailer for Elvis, his new biopic starring Austin Butler as Elvis Presley and Tom Hanks as his manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
Hey, mama, want to watch my hair, my chest hair move in slow motion?
The story covers the rock legend's growth from dirt poor singer to global icon, seen through the prism of his complex relationship over two decades with Colonel Tom.
Wait, who's that handsome guy? Hello, 911 emergency? There's a handsome guy in my bathroom. Hey, wait a second. Cancel that. It's only me.
Central to the journey is one of the most significant and influential people in Elvis's life, Priscilla Presley. You know, from Naked Gun and The Underappreciated Adventures of Fort Fairlane, played by Olivia Dujon. The real question is whether or not they'll be covering the story later in his life, where Elvis Presley hung out with JFK and fought a soul-sucking mummy.
An enormous asteroid, four times the size of the Empire State Building, will make a close approach to Earth on May 27th, according to NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies.
No, not before Obi-Wan comes out.
Fear not, though. The asteroid, named 7335, 1989 JA, will soundly miss our planet by about 2.5 million miles, or 4 million kilometers, which is nearly 10 times the average distance between Earth and the Moon. Still, given the space rock's enormous size, 1.1 miles or 1.8 kilometers in diameter, and relative close proximity to Earth, NASA has classified the asteroid as potentially hazardous, meaning it could do enormous damage to our planet if its orbit ever changes and the rock impacts Earth.
Well, let's not change our trajectory then. I mean, the last thing we need is a bunch of Triffids.
This asteroid is one of more than 29,000 near-Earth objects that NASA tracks each year. NEOs refer to any astronomical object that passes within about 30 million miles or 48 million kilometers of Earth's orbit, according to NASA. A majority of these objects are extremely small. 7335 1989 JA measures larger than about 99% of NEOs that NASA follows, the agency said.
So what you're saying is that if it would hit, it would be a deep impact.
NASA monitors NEOs like this one closely and recently launched a mission to test whether potentially hazardous asteroids could one day be deflected from a collision course with Earth. In November 2021, NASA launched a spacecraft called the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, which will collide head-on into the 525-foot-wide, 160-meters, Dimorphos asteroid in autumn of this year. The collision won't destroy the asteroid, but it may change the rock's orbital path slightly. Which, let's face it, we'd rather do a few test runs on technology like this, so that way we could possibly avoid Armageddon.
I try to never watch that film. The community manager for GSC Game World has said that development of Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, has resumed. In a post on Discord, CSC Game World community representative Mul1T has said that it continues and the work is in progress.
Which is what stalking usually is.
In February, Stalker 2 developer GSC Game World paused development on their game as the Russian Federation invaded Ukraine, their home country. Since then, the game has been renamed to Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, to reflect the Ukrainian rather than Russian spelling.
Well, Chernobyl is, in fact, in Ukraine.
The gaming's official Discord was closed to a new chat in March following GSC's announcement that it would be suspending development on Stalker 2 and reopened only a few days ago. There's no indication yet how much of Stalker 2's development is back in motion or how that will affect Stalker 2's release date, which at this point is almost sure to be pushed back from its December launch, and for a good reason.
The restraining order against the madman who is trying to take over a country that he has no right to be in?
Between the suspension of work and today, rumors have circulated that some developers working on Stalker 2 have been relocated to Prague, nearby Czechia. The website for Stalker 2 was also blocked in Russia. Petty censorship, we called it.
What if this whole time, the reason why Putin's going into Ukraine is to be able to find the special room that will grant him the wishes. He knows that this is fiction, right?
I thought he just wanted to be the main character in the game.
I don't know if that's in the game, but it's in the original book and movie.
There you go.
As if there was any doubt that selling toys to adults was just as lucrative as selling toys to kids, Playmobil continues to expand its portfolio of playsets inspired by retro pop culture properties with a Star Trek USS Enterprise playset that is as wonderfully detailed as it is obscenely gigantic. You'll need to clear more than just some room off your shelf to accommodate this one.
Well, I mean, if you've got a holodeck, you can probably fit it in there.
The USS Enterprise joins other Playmobil playsets created with the kid-dults market in mind, including the Back to the Future DeLorean, a massive Ghostbusters line that includes the Ecto-1, and even B.A. Baracus's black and red van with the rest of the A-Team coming along for the ride. With the USS Enterprise, Playmobil seems to be testing just how far nostalgia-seeking collectors will go to relive the toys and TV shows of their youth. Set your expectations to high and your budgets to completely wiped out.
You know, like when you bought that 70 Star Trek bridge in the dealer room.
Although Playmobil gleefully boasts that its USS Enterprise playset is 39 inches long, you don't really get a sense of its scale until it's completely assembled. The Playmobil Enterprise is so large that it's almost too heavy to hold, and as a spaceship designed to expend its existence floating in space, you can't set it down without the whole thing falling over. So Playmobil included a display stand themed to look like the iconic Starfleet Delta that holds the Enterprise upright using four support structures.
There'll be whales here, Captain!
Buttons trigger iconic sound effects such as the engine's startup sounds, to phasers, to red alert status, to even quotes from characters like Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. There's lighting, too, with blinking and flashing LEDs recreating everything from the animated glow of the tips of the ship's nacelles to the pulsing dilithium crystals in engineering. And the playset can be paired with a free accompanying mobile app over Bluetooth. The app includes games and augmented reality experiences, but the real reason collectors will still want to download it is that it includes extensive controls for the playset's electronic elements, including selectively triggering various sound effects and light-up features.
But not secret pictures of Lieutenant Moress, as you may have heard.
Well, Playmobil's other pop culture-inspired sets targeted at older collectors have been reasonably priced given the amount of accessories included and the level of detail put into the models, such as the Back to the Future time-traveling DeLorean, which retails for about $50. The Playmobil USS Enterprise playset costs 10 times that at $500. Even for adult collectors and diehard Star Trek fans, that's far from an impulse purchase, but Playmobil has packed in a lot to make it hard not to beam the set into your shopping cart. But some of us are waiting for the Diplo version.
When Agatha House of Harkness was first announced, it left many fans scratching their heads. I mean, despite the general populace loving the character's debut in WandaVision, there was never any strong desire by the masses to see her get a solo outing. Yet, clearly, Marvel Studios feels they have a story to tell, so they aim to tell it.
I wonder which way they will go with it.
Last fans saw the villain, she had been imprisoned in Westview by Elizabeth Olsen's Scarlet Witch. Which, what happened after that moment is unknown. Many thought she was going to end up popping up in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, but clearly that didn't end up being the case.
She's actually Christine. What a twist!
Production is set to begin in late October of this year. If everything goes smoothly and efficiently, that could line up with a Halloween 2023 debut.
Swear to God, they better have Mephisto this time! Okay, Ralph?
When it does eventually arrive, hopefully it will not only tell an intriguing story for Agatha, but also Elizabeth Olsen's Scarlet Witch, who may be able to continue her journey with the involvement of Catherine Hahn's Witch. Just as long as it doesn't turn into, like, you know, an 80s-style comedy, which they both look alike and try to convince the world together which one is evil and which one's not. I mean, none of us really want to see which is which. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 96.3.0 license. Come check us on Facebook, on Twitter, something that was a com.
I know the answer.
Yeah?
It was Agatha all along.
Ah! See? Didn't have to write that down, folks. Knew that was going to come no matter what.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes!
Mm-hmm. Love your comedic mind. It's fantastic.
And too much time around each other.
There is. That is. Well. So, if you would like to spend some time with us, why don't you drop a note? Or if you'd rather not, drop a note as well. We'll get more mail that way. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, a voicemail, a text message. You need the magic numbers of
510
GRD crew.
Good night, everybody.
You are all weirdos.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers.
Well, here we go again.
Hey, Raynor. What's up? You look down.
Well, to tell you the truth, can I talk to you guys?
To tell you the truth, why not? Pull up a bunk.
Hey, thanks. Well, I'm very concerned about something which concerns my life here.
What's the trouble, Andy?
Well, I don't think that this place is turning out to be that great an experience for me. I mean, I work under terrible pressures, and there's lots of death and destruction and stuff, but other than that, I don't think I'm getting much out of it.
I knew there was something wrong with this place.
I mean, the Army's supposed to... It's supposed to make a man out of you, isn't it?
Well, it depends which sex you are to start with. I mean, you have to meet them halfway.
Well, I'm just basically the same person that I was that I came in with.
You think you could have run an outfit this big before you came over here?
Well, that's just being a good clerk.
What would you rather be?
Okay, now listen, this is just, it's just talk, yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, it's just sort of thinking out loud.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to be?
Oh, a hot lover. Or even a cold one, I don't care.
What makes you think the Army can help you with that?
When my Uncle Ed came home from World War I, his mother could tell by the look in his eyes that he hadn't been a good boy in France. She cried for 3 days. I just know when I go home, my mother's going to take one look at me and chuckle for a week.